I-105, we're back with Diane Diekman talking about Marty Robbins tonight. Diane, did Marty have kids?
Yes, he had two, Ronnie and Janet. Ronnie was born when they still lived in Phoenix, Arizona, and he moved with his parents to Nashville in 1953, and then Janet was born several years later.
Did you ever get a chance to meet them?
I did. I've met Ronnie several times. I had a reunion of the Marty Robbins band members in 2009, while I was working on the book, and he came to that. And then the day that we had the book release party at the Country Music Hall of Fame in March of 2012, then both Ronnie and Janet came that day. So that was when I met Janet, and quite a few of the band members showed up also.
Did any of his kids follow in his footsteps for music?
Ronnie sounds very much like Marty, and he did have a singing career for a while. Marty tried to market him as Marty Robbins Jr., which is not his name. His name is Ronnie Robinson. But he never made a splash, but he has a great voice. He's really a good singer. And Janet is a musician. She's a pianist. I don't know if she sings, but I think she's a classic pianist.
Yeah, I saw Ronnie Robbins had four charts hit the top 100, and three of them barely hit the top 100. They were basically in the 90s, but his last charting hit was in 1984, where he had a song called Those You Lose, which peaked at number 62, and that was on the same record label as Marty, Columbia.
Yes, Marty did try to get him a recording career. It didn't work out, and after Marty died in December of 82, Ronnie took over the band for a while, and they toured for a bit, but his career didn't take off.
Here's a Marty Robbins request for Kim in Kinzers, My Woman, My Woman, My Wife, on I-105.
Hands that are strong, but wrinkled.